I'm joined by Kirk Brandenberger of the Keokuk Area Tourism. I'm not even sure what, Kirk, we've talked to you so many times, but I'm not even sure what your official title is and what they call your organization.
It's the Keokuk Area Convention and Tourism Bureau.
Convention. There you go. Convention
and Tourism. And I'm executive director.
Okay. How long have you been the executive director for that?
22 years.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. I know I've talked to you a lot of times. Bald Eagle Appreciation Days, it's happening this weekend, Saturday, on 9 to 5 at the First Christian Church in Keokuk. And you've done something different. Your Sunday is going to be at Montrose at the Riverfront Landing. What is the reason for the 2 days or two different places kind of idea?
Well, we always, for the last couple or 3 years, we had always had eagles up in Montrose and a lot of eagles along the River Road between Keokuk and Montrose. And so this year we just thought we'd partner with another town and create a partnership and give people a longer stretch of river to watch the eagles.
And a different location. In Keokuk. It's at the First Christian Church, 3476 Main Street in Keokuk. You said that is a former building, is that right?
It's a former Walmart building that they've converted into a church, and it's a very nice place. It's open and open area, large open area, and a nice place. And we decided to move it up there. We had the Geode Fest there in September. And it worked out very well, and it created a good partnership. And we just decided to move this up there this year and try this out.
All right. You got some of the regular features. I believe the World Bird Sanctuary. Now, this is out of St. Louis. Is that right, Ticker?
That's correct. And this year they're going to be doing a program called Creatures of Myth and Legends. They're going to have birds and an eagle. But we're also working on getting a boa constrictor up here to have them talk about reptiles a little bit.
Okay, so. You got an insect zoo as well, is that right?
That's right. That's very popular presentations. They are out there all day. It's college kids led by a professor, and they have various. Kissing cockroaches and walking sticks and whatever, and they explain the uses of those in the ecology.
Yeah. Okay, and you've got now Native American activities also will be featured. Is that right?
Yes, we've got Rudy Vallejo, who has been there before, but he does the eagle dance, which is appropriate for this event.
And Nauvoo on the Road, they've been there the last few years, and they're back again, right? What is Nauvoo on the Road?
Nauvoo on the Road is a children's activity, basically, but they have called and canceled.
Oh,
They are not going to be here this year. They had COVID issues, and they have decided not to come this year.
All right, well,
so that's...
Good idea.
Yeah, right.
All right.
If you got it, stay home.
All right. All right. Now, the best way to you've got trained spotters and eagle viewing along the Mississippi River. Are you doing any shuttles out to the riverfront or not?
Absolutely. We'll have at least one shuttle and possibly two. It depends on the crowd and if we need them. So we'll have people taking you down to the river and bringing you back.
Now,
so
you've got
make it convenient.
Now you've got what? You've got some viewing stations, right? With what? If you want to bring binoculars, I guess that would be a good idea. But these are actually you'll actually be able to use these some of these spotter sites. Is that right?
Right. Yes. They have scopes, and they'll be able to. Help you out with viewing the eagles, and I don't think it's going to be too hard. There are a lot of eagles around.
Okay, a lot of eagles. Okay, now that's Saturday, yes, that's going 9 to 5, First Christian Church in Keokuk. Now on Sunday, Riverfront Landing, 203 North 1st Street. And you got Eagle Viewing at the Landing Observation Deck with, again, train spotters there to help you out, right?
That's right, in Montrose. Our spotting stations will move from Keokuk to Montrose, and it sounds like we're going to have a little bit of open water because it's going to warm up a little bit, so that should make some good viewing in Montrose.
All right, Riverfront Landing, you've got some indoor activities going on, right?
Yeah, there's some indoor activities there. Montrose is known because they have a button machine where they make buttons, an industry that used to be in the area. And so they're going to have a button cutting demonstration at 1 o'clock, and they'll be serving a meal all day. It'll be breakfast in the morning and carrying on into the afternoon. So there'll be activities going on there all day, too.
All right. And the Hunhold Heritage Center is also open with historic displays, right? What is the Hunhold Heritage Center?
That's sort of like the Montrose Museum. So
okay.
It's a history of museum or history of Montrose.
All right. Well, it is going on again Saturday, First Christian Church, 3476 Main Street in Keokuk, and again on Sunday in Montrose at Riverfront Landing. That's at 203 North 1st Street. I believe, is this number 34 in terms of the Eagle Watch?
38. Yes. We were the first one on the Mississippi Eagle Watch. All the others that are along the Mississippi now have followed, but the Keokuk's lead. But we are the 38th year.
All right. The very first one and still going strong. Bald Eagle Appreciation Days coming up Saturday and Sunday. Kirk Brandenberger, thank you so much for joining me. Have fun this weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you.